93.5. Need to know.
15 degrees at Young and St. Clair. It is 6 o'clock. Good morning. Cloudy start to the day. That cloud cover brings the possibility of rain increasing as the day goes on. 20% chance of showers around noon. 40% this afternoon into the evening. The high today, 23 degrees. As wildfires continue to burn from northwest Ontario to British Columbia, Canada is getting help from near and far and like from down under. The Southern Highlands, New South Wales Rural Fire Service in Australia has sent a 96-person team of firefighters and specialists to Canada for 5 weeks. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says, when our mates need help, Australia is there. Isn't that nice? Not surprising. In Manitoba alone, the number of evacuees from fires has reached 21,000, and crews have come from other provinces and the United States to help. A new study says travel times on Toronto's Gardiner Expressway have doubled in just 1 year due to ongoing construction, and drivers collectively say, duh. The study from a company that provides mobility data analytics says that the most congested sections of the Gardiner experienced an increased delay of about 230% in 2025, while commute times along the entire expressway from the 427 to Cherry Street have doubled since construction began in 2024. According to the province, construction is scheduled to be completed by January. Yeah, January of 2026. I know. It seems like soon. You expected me to say 2027, right? Nope. This coming January. Great game last night. No. Not the hockey game. That sucked. I'm talking about baseball. The Jays opened their 3-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis last night and just kept on keeping on right until the end, and good things happened. The Jays were ahead 3-0 until a 4-run bottom of the 8th put St. Louis ahead by 1. And then Jonathan Class A tied it with a solo blast, his first home run of the year. And in the top of the 10th, Alejandro Kirk drove in Addison Barger for a 5-4 lead that the Jays would hold on to. Good stuff. Now at 36-30, the Blue Jays are a season-high 6 games above 500. Game 2 of the Cardinals goes tonight, first pitch at 7:45. Okay, to hockey. Well, not a lot of quote-unquote hockey in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final last night in Florida. The first two games of the series between the Edmonton Oilers and defending Cup champion Panthers were high-level examples of what the NHL sells. Skill, toughness, speed. Last night's game, not so much of that stuff. Games 1 and 2 both required overtime to decide a victor. Last night was a blowout. 6-1 Panthers. Oilers captain Connor McDavid, your assessment of the game, please and thank you.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't our best, not our best at all. I don't think our best has shown up all series long, but it's coming, you know, shift the focus to finding a way to get a win in Game 4.
140 total penalty minutes in Game 3, the fourth most in a Stanley Cup final game in NHL history. In a word, crap. In two words, boring crap. I will guess, other than satisfaction with the win, it wasn't even entertaining for Panthers fans. And that will have to remain a guess because there are no Panthers fans outside of Sunrise. Seriously, have you ever seen anyone wearing Panthers gear who was not at a Panthers game? No, you have not. Game 4 goes tomorrow night back in Sunrise.
This is not his first rodeo. The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's New Country, 93.5.
Rhett Claus and Russell Dickerson on the way. Here's Morgan Wallen, just in case. New Country, 93.5.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close but I leave some space. And I can forget you girl for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple time to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay just in case always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple time to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Yeah, every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple time to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Country. It's me.
Your home for new country.
New country.
93.5.
In a blue Tacoma, California, white magnolia in your hair, rays of gold shining on you. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's never running out of golden road. Always having your hand to hold. In a blue Tacoma, California, ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's right here. To the blacktop, dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. Your kiss on that coastline. If heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder to take it in, and pull you closer. Loving you longer than I ever did. Going places we ain't never been. Cause heaven's in a blue Tacoma, California, white magnolia.
Russell Dickerson, Blue Tacoma, New Country, 93.5, 609 on your Tuesday morning. Everybody has stuff that they want to do in their free time, but not everyone has free time to do it in. According to a new report, the average North American only gets 9.5 hours to themselves every month. 9.5 hours a month, not a lot. 570 minutes. That breaks down to about 2 hours and 20 minutes per week, just 20 minutes a day. I mean, maybe it sounds better if you just lump it into one thing instead of trying to spread it out, because that does not sound a lot. 20 minutes a day. The most common things that get in the way are family obligations, work commitments, financial constraints, social obligations, and guilt. People apparently would be willing to cough up some major cash for a full day of peace and quiet. The average person who took part in this little survey thing here would pay about $3,000 for a totally free day. Parents would be willing to pay $1,500 or more. I mean, I guess parents want some freedom from time to time, just like zero obligations that day. The report also says people would be willing to pay an average of about $400 for an extra hour of sleep. I think that's what, if you were to ask them right when their alarm went off, yes. And then it would drop as they got out of bed. 53% of people said they need more alone time than they're currently getting. 38% admit lying to a partner, friends, or family to get some time to themselves. Have you done that? I'm trying to think if I've done that. Lying to your spouse to get more alone time. I don't know about that. I remember hearing a comedian talk about the only alone time that they got was the time when they closed the door, the back door of their car, when they put their kids in the car seat, to the time it took them to walk around to the driver's side door. That was their alone time. The outside circumference of the car, getting back in, that was the only time that they had to themselves. When you're a parent, I guess, not so much time to yourself. That's the deal, though, that you sign up for. But lying to your partner to get some alone time, that's a flex. My goodness. Well, here's to chilling out with some great music. It's the Reclaws now. Long live the night on New Country.
Red sky fading. Let's do this right. What you drinking's what I'm drinking. Who's got a light? We about to burn up this 9 to 5 from dusk till dawn. Man, it's on. Blue jean babies, 501s. Music's playing, yeah, we're swaying. Turn this one up. These stars are falling like confetti. So wish on one for the gone. Find someone, have some fun till it all gets lost in the light. Singing long live the night. It's a song coming on, one that everyone knows. It's a bar, it's a field, it's a sea where it goes. It's a guy and a girl hoping that sun don't rise. Singing long live the night. All the beers and the ears gonna fly on by. We're just small town stars.
Night. It's a song coming on, one that everyone
New Country. 93.5.
We know you've probably mastered how to order pierogies without calling them pierogies. And we know you know kielbasa isn't pronounced kielbasa. So why is Luxusova vodka still so hard for people to say? All right, fine. We totally understand. Polish is hard. Luxusova vodka. The number one selling potato vodka in the world. Looks for it at the LCBO.
Luxusova vodka. Hard to say. Smooth to drink.
Please enjoy responsibly.
Sometimes the destination is as important as the journey. Book the best hotels around the world and save at Viaggio.com. With thousands of hotels to choose from, Viaggio.com is the new booking engine that saves you money. Your next vacation is just a click away. Venice, Paris, Las Vegas, Cancun. Where do you want to go? Viaggio. Viaggio. Viaggio.com.
Measles is spreading. The good news is that the measles vaccine is safe, highly effective, and can provide lifelong protection. Contact your local public health unit to check your vaccination status or book a vaccine appointment today. Visit ontario.ca/measles to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
If you need us while you're on the road, we have locations all across Canada. Just book an appointment at speedyglass.ca. Details and conditions at speedyglass.ca.
This summer at Metro, we're celebrating our MVPs, most valuable products, like fresh chicken drumsticks or thighs for only $1.99 per pound, and organic blueberries or blackberries for just $2.44 each, only until June 11th. Shop now in-store or online at metro.ca.
Whoa, Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $15 million.
If I won, I'd get myself a double neck guitar.
Nice. I'd get a rooftop concert dome.
It's a dream home.
Personal five-star restaurant.
Backyard water park.
My own skydiving plane.
My own scuba diving school.
Nordic style spa.
Now that feels nice.
Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $15 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
This is Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
This is fraud.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you tell the difference? Bell can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them. For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell, peace of mind, just got better.
Whether it's a family member, friend, or furry companion joining your summer road trip, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with Volvo's legendary safety. During Volvo Discover Days, enjoy limited time savings as you make plans to cruise through Muskoka or down Toronto's bustling streets. From now until June 30th, lease a 2025 Volvo XC60 from 1.74% and save up to $4,000. Conditions apply. Visit your GTA Volvo retailer or go to volvocars.ca for full details.
Bacon or sausage? Why not both? The Mighty McMuffin is back for good with bacon and sausage. Pairs perfectly with a premium roast coffee starting at $1 plus tax. Mighty McGriddle is available until 11 a.m. at participating McDonald's in Canada. Price excludes delivery.
Country 93.5. Traffic.
Who's south on 404 past Deauville Road? HOV lane crash is cleared away. Leaving us problem free and looks like our construction wrapped up. But we do have volume delays now on the DPP south of the 401 through Eglinton. Eastbound Gardner slowdown south Kingsway out through Dufferin and the westbound 401 building now from Highway 412 on through Salem. Mr. Lube Plus Tires, the original no appointment oil change, is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lube near you for quality maintenance and tire service. I'm Lisa Ackworms.
Toronto's new country.
93.5. That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep taking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have been lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. He's sure as hell, ain't.
judging by the way you just smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to misses, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Tell no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Jordan Davis, I Ain't Saying New Country, 93.5. Elon and Donald seem to have cooled off a little bit, right? That little circus that started last week, my goodness. Elon Musk versus President Trump. Probably not BFFs anytime soon. People asked Americans, though, whose side were you on in the battle? The answer for most Americans was neither. Or neither. Neither? Neither. According to a new poll that was just released over the weekend, 52% of Americans say they're not on either side. They think both of them are maybe a little bit lost at the moment. Trump still has a double-digit advantage, 28% to 8%, 11% aren't sure. 28% of Americans think Elon and Trump will work together again. 31% think they won't, so that's pretty even right there. I mean, they will if it is mutually beneficial. If there's money involved, 35% think the country would be better off if they work together. 31% don't. Elon did delete those two harsh tweets that he put out there. The one about Trump being on the Epstein list and the one supporting his impeachment. He deleted them, but I mean, he knows that there are screenshots forever now on there. Nobody's ever getting rid of those. So maybe he thinks it's a signal, some sort of like, hey, waving of the white flag if he deletes them. Now they're not there anymore, but everybody saw them. That's what started this whole thing to begin with. I think it's just sad for both of them, don't you? It's a little bit of a sad situation. Playground drama. Here's Elle King and Miranda Lambert on New Country.
I got some money in my pocket, got some trouble.
From small towns to the big city, new country sounds like this. We're New Country 93.5.
Show on New Country 93.5.
Thanks to Access Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian. Store Canadian.
Just like the boys of summer keep their gear in top shape, you can keep your stuff safe with Access Storage.
Hit a home run with Access Storage, official storage provider of the Toronto Blue Jays. Try 4 weeks free. Visit accessstorage.ca. Buy Canadian. Store Canadian.
During the Hyundai Race to the Cup sales event, everything feels like a game-winning goal. Like having three powertrain options for the Tucson, including the Tucson Hybrid and Tucson Plug-in Hybrid. 3.99% financing. And how more than 9 out of 10 Tucsons sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. Now that's a hat trick. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
It's game day, so come on. It's time to play with Ontario's newest sportsbook, ComeOn.com. You thinking underdog? Come on. Maybe the hometown favorite?
Come on.
No matter the game, it's all right here at ComeOn.com. Every sport, hockey, baseball, football, soccer, and more at ComeOn.com.
Come on!
Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. What are you waiting for? Game on. Play on. Come on!
Come on!
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
New Country 93.5 Traffic.
Served by Red Lobster's Happy Hour. Enjoy great specials Monday to Friday, 3 to 6. Sip, snack, and celebrate at Red Lobster.
The westbound 401 Express approaching Markham Road. We've got a crash blocking the center lane. We've also got new issues popping up eastbound on the QEW at Appleby. We've got a stall. HOV lane blocked. Out of Caledon, northbound 10 at King. We've got a stall in the right lane. If that's your area, keep it in mind. And taking a look at the rest of our roadways, we fill in fairly typically. Canada's favorite whiskey, Crown Royal Deluxe, is at $2.50 on 750-milliliter bottles until June 21st. Drink responsibly, 19 plus. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country.
93.5. Thank you, Lisa. Taylor Swift and Kane Brown on the way. Here's Josh Ross. Leave me to New Country 93.5.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour, only hour, all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that ring. Get baptized in that goodbye rain. Heaven knows I can't undo all the.
Ross, Leave Me To, New Country 93.5. He just announced his gig in Orillia at Casinorama. Kane Brown coming to Casinorama August 23rd. Here he is with Marshmello. This is Miles on at New Country 93.5.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. No brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you. Mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Kane Brown, Marshmello, Miles on at New Country 93.5. It is 20 to 7 on your Tuesday morning. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were guests at a wedding recently. There's always speculation online about whether or not they're actually married. You know, these sources say Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are secretly married. They're not. They were at a wedding in Tennessee over the weekend on Friday, a wedding for Travis's cousin, Tanner. I got married to a woman named Samantha in Knoxville, Tennessee. A backyard wedding looked very nice. Travis wore tan pants and a checkered shirt with brown shoes. Taylor wore a gorgeous blue and pink floral strapless midi dress. Her naturally curly hair all down all over the place. Photos of the two looked very, very happy. There's a little video circulating. Has them sitting there watching the first dance, and they're kind of dancing to it. Travis is back. He's a big athletic dude. He runs hot. His engine runs hot. And they were in Knoxville, Tennessee in the summer. His back is very sweaty. People are commenting. The sweaty back is a real Tennessee wedding. And somebody that knows that. Yeah. I mean, I guess if he could have worn a jacket over that, he'd probably sweat over that too. Big dude who runs hot. Anyway, they're out there living the life, doing nice things. But they are not married yet. Just going to weddings. That's normal. Imagine your cousin is, you know, your cousin is Travis Kelce. That'd be kind of crazy, huh? You're like, I wonder if he's going to bring Taylor. He brought Taylor. Here's Taylor, my New Country 93.5.
College, working part-time, waiting tables. Left a small town, never looked back. I was
was a flight risk with a fear of falling. Wondering why we bother with love if it never lasts.
Your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Reports suggest that Canadian taste buds are bored to tears.
My mouth can't handle another dull drink.
Summertime smoothie experts everywhere are recommending a watermelon wake-up from Booster Juice.
It's so smooth, cool, and refreshing.
And ridiculously delicious. Enjoy the watermelon wave and watermelon explosion smoothies available all summer long at a Booster Juice near you. Stay cool, Canada.
Booster Juice. Canadian born. Blending since 1999.
Whether it's a family member, friend, or furry companion joining your summer road trip, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with Volvo's legendary safety. During Volvo Discover Days, enjoy limited time savings as you make plans to cruise through Muskoka or down Toronto's bustling streets. From now until June 30th, lease a 2025 Volvo XC60 from 1.74% and save up to $4,000. Conditions apply. Visit your GTA Volvo retailer or go to volvocars.ca for full details.
When you sit down to play with Bodog.net, you won't even need a seat. Just the edge of it. You know that's all you need to live every shorthanded breakaway, every perfectly timed one-timer, and every desperation overtime save. Live sports odds, poker tips, and free-to-play casino games. Live for the thrills you can only find at the edge of your seat. Bodog.net. Make a play.
All week at Real Canadian Superstore, get $25 back in PC Optimum points for every $100 spent on home, baby, beauty, apparel, and more through our PC Optimum app. Bask in the glow of low prices at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
Mark, this is Big Event is on now. Until June 11th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles, including great gift items just in time for Father's Day. This is Big Event, on now at Mark's and Mark's.com.
Brian, why are we open until midnight? How many people want us to come late at night?
Sometimes people work hard all day when they're moving in or out of a place, and then when they finally get finished late at night, there's a bunch of junk left over that they need hauled away.
That's when they need us, so that's when we come?
That's when they need us, so that's when we come.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
But when you work late, we work late too.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK anytime before midnight.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
McDonald's sundaes and snack-sized shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
Driven by Woodbine Nissan. Home of the lifetime free oil changes. 60 Queensplay Drive, just across from Woodbine Racetrack.
The westbound 401 Express approaching Markham Road. We've got a crash blocking the right lane, leaving for backups now from just past Meadowvale. Heading along the eastbound QAW at Appleby Line, a stall on the HOV lane didn't stick around. It has cleared away and continuing out of Caledon. Northbound on Highway 10 at King, a stall vehicle on the right lane. A new A&E series proving that sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. Parent Wars. New episodes tonight at 10 only on A&E. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's New Country.
93.5. Thank you, Lisa. Sam Hunt and Ella Langley on the way. Here's Jade Eagleson and Jake Worthington. Do It Anyway on New Country.
They told me Oscar ain't gonna work. They told me don't tuck in your shirt. I'd do it anyways. I'd do it anyways. They said that sound ain't coming back. They said don't wear that cowboy hat. I'll wear it anyways. I'll wear it anyways. Anyway I'm on. The only way that I know how. Yeah, the way I've always done it is the way I do it now. I'm here to have a good time. I ain't got no time to waste. I know that it could all be over any day. So I'll do it anyway. I've seen my share of 2 AMs. They said don't burn it at both ends. I burn it anyways. I burn it anyways. They said you're gonna wreck your world loving them crazy country girls. I love them anyways. I love them anyways. Anyway, I want the only. As long as this whole crazy world keeps spinning round, I'm gonna pop a top, I'm gonna shut it down. And if what I do stop being cool one of these days, I'll do it anyways. Oh, come on. The only way that I know how, yeah, the way I've always done it is the way I do it now. I'm here to have a good time. I ain't got no time to waste. I know that it could all be over anyway.
They said that old school ain't gonna work. I say it does.
They say the town ain't coming back. Oh, it's back. That's right. Do it anyway.
Jade Eagleson, Jake Worthington, Do It Anyway, New Country 93.5. Talk about a sound that's coming back. 90s country music really influences contemporary country music. But there are a few artists out there making music right now that go back a little further, like Ella Langley.
I think the reason I love older country music, I've been really back into 70s country right now, like a lot of Ronnie Milstap and Johnny Paycheck and Johnny Lee and all kinds of stuff like that. And my favorite part about it is the melodies are earworms. There's the melody feels so good to sing. It feels so good to listen to. The hook is not like the most ridiculously clever hook in the world all the time.
Yeah.
There's always a point to it, you know, but it gets the point across, you know. And I think just the sometimes just the simplicity of that is it's worked, and that's what's really opened my mind a lot as a songwriter and as an artist from watching what this song is doing. It's put me in a really cool place creatively where I don't feel these walls of pressure around me to create this certain sound or this certain song. And because, you know, if you put You Look Like You Love Me and then Weren't for the Wind, two songs off the record next to each other, they don't sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're two different kind of things of what I do, but it makes sense on the record because it's part of the story.
Wouldn't find me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drop. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings.
We just finished a little spring cleanup here at New Country. And look, we found this 10 in a row behind the fridge.
I saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a
type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you or something else. And I know we just never. I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew. Just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends.
Country 93.5. Need to know.
15 degrees at Young and St. Clair at 7 o'clock. Good morning. Cloudy. Yeah, it was supposed to be a cloudy start to the day. It was kind of sunny out there now. The cloud cover, it's coming in. And with it, the possibility of rain increasing as the day goes on. A 20% chance of showers around noon. Going up to 40% this afternoon into the evening. The high today, 23. As wildfires continue to burn from northwest Ontario out to BC, Canada's getting help from, well, far and very far. The Southern Highlands, New South Wales Rural Fire Service in Australia has sent a 96-person team of firefighters and specialists to Canada for 5 weeks. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says, when our mates need help, Australia is there. See? That's how allies talk to each other. That's so nice. In Manitoba alone, the number of evacuees from fires has reached 21,000, and crews have come from other provinces and the United States to help. A new study says overall travel times on the Gardiner Expressway have doubled in just 1 year due to ongoing construction, to which all drivers collectively say, duh. The study says that the most congested sections of the Gardiner experienced an increased delay of about 230% in 2025, while commute times along the entire expressway from the 427 to Cherry have doubled since construction began in 2024. The worst parts, the drive from the Humber to Strawn during rush hour takes an average of 24 minutes. Used to be 8. The time tripled. From Jarvis to Dufferin, that used to take 11 minutes during rush hour, now takes half an hour. That's gross. The good news, the province says they're ahead of schedule and set to finish more than 15 months earlier than planned. Should be all wrapped up by January. Then you can just get back to those regular 11-minute wait times. Great game last night. Not the hockey game. That sucked. I'm talking about baseball. The Jays opened their 3-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis last night and just kept on keeping on right until the end. Good things happened. The Jays were ahead 3-0 until a 4-run bottom of the 8th put St. Louis ahead by 1. Then Jonathan Clase tied it with a solo blast, his first home run of the year. And in the top of the 10th, Alejandro Kirk drove in Addison Barger for a 5-4 lead. The Jays would hold on to that. Good stuff. Now 36-30. The Blue Jays are a season-high 6 games above 500. Game 2 of the Cardinals goes tonight. First pitch, 7:45. Okay, hockey. Well, not a lot of quote-unquote hockey in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final last night in Florida. The first two games of the series between the Edmonton Oilers and defending Cup champion Panthers were high-level examples of what the NHL sells. Skill, toughness, speed. Last night's game, not so much of that stuff. Games 1 and 2 both required overtime to decide a victor. Last night was a blowout, 6-1, Panthers. Oof. Oilers captain Connor McDavid. What did you think of the game last night, please, and thank you?
Yeah, obviously it wasn't our best, not our best at all. I don't think our best has shown up all series long, but it's coming, you know, shift the focus to finding a way to get a win in Game 4.
All right, it's coming. 140 total penalty minutes in Game 3, the fourth most in a Stanley Cup final game in NHL history. In a word, crap. In two words, boring crap. I will guess, other than satisfaction with the win, it wasn't even that entertaining for Panthers fans. And that will have to remain a guess, because there are no Panthers fans outside of Sunrise. Seriously, have you ever seen anyone wearing Panthers gear who was not at a Panthers game? No, you have not. Game 4 goes tomorrow night back in Sunrise.
The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's new country, 93.5.
All right. It is kind of sunny. It was supposed to be cloudy. Looks nice out there right now. Music on the way from Shaboozy, Brett Young, and Dallas Smith. Right now, some Blake Shelton. This is called Honeybee. It's on New Country, 93.5.
Girl, I've been thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff. But these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You'll be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. Just said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you. Could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from your heart. You'll be my soft and sweet. I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine. I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day.
All in the best way. Blake Shelton, Honeybee, New Country, 93.5, 707 on your Tuesday morning. Cell phones, phones in general, made it so that nobody remembers phone numbers anymore, right? I have and pay for the two phones for the kids. I don't know their numbers off by heart. Either of their phone numbers. I just realized that. I don't know. I would have to use my phone to get their phone numbers. That's kind of, that's crazy. Think about how many numbers you used to have memorized. boom, 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 boom. Work, friends, siblings, parents, just done. All in your brain. Not anymore. GPS has made it so that people are useless without maps anymore. Places that you used to just go, you just knew how to get there and you would navigate your way there yourself. Now you definitely put in Waze or Google Maps, whatever it is that you're using. Often they're really helpful. Even when I drive to work early in the morning, like when I'm on the road at 20 after four, I still use, I know where I'm going, obviously, but I use it just in case there's like a road closure or whatever. Kind of helps, right? You just become so used to it now. There's a new poll out on navigation skills. Only 16% of people are confident that they're excellent navigators without turn-by-turn GPS directions. 37% of people say they'd be good without it. 27% say they're fair at navigating on their own. 10% admit that they're poor. 7% know they'd be terrible without GPS. Obviously helpful when you're driving in areas you're not familiar with. So good when you're driving in areas that you're not familiar with. At the baseball tournament this past weekend in Stratford in St. Mary, Ontario. Amazing to get to. There's no stress ever. Take 2 seconds, figure out how long it's going to take you to get there, and you go. 87% of people said that they know their own community pretty well, but they use it still. 14% usually or always leave their GPS on anyway. It's pretty good. Pretty good. It also shows you where 5-0's, where Johnny Law's hiding, right? And where those speed cameras are. Very, very good. Use that. How do you miss that intersection? How did you miss that cutoff on the highway? You don't very often if you got the GPS.